Welcome back to Daily Breath. I'm Deepak Chopra. We're still on the sixth secret, which is about what I like to call the choiceless life. Choiceless awareness. Let's do a simple exercise, practicing what we've discussed. Sit down for a few minutes and reassess some of the important choices you've made over the years. Take a piece of paper and make two columns. One column says good choices and the other column says bad choices. Now, under each column, list at least five choices relating to those moments you consider the most memorable and decisive in your life so far, both public and private. The choices or the recollection of the choices could be, well, let's go over a few examples. Failed relationships, lost job opportunities, courage in walking away from a fight, overcoming deep fear, walking away from an opportunity that the world thought was good but didn't feel right to you, on and on. So once you've made your list, think of at least one good thing that came out of the bad choices and one bad thing that came out of the good choices. So, you know, I have an example myself. I walked out of my fellowship one day in a fit of anger because my boss was abusing me in front of a lot of people. And in that moment, I lost the opportunity to be at a very prestigious fellowship. I was working with one of the most important professors in my field of endocrinology. There were rumors he would get the Nobel Prize. I was a prized fellow. And I just walked out because I was feeling not joyful in my body with what I was doing, dissecting rats and many other things, which looking back, I didn't enjoy whatsoever as just doing it for the prestige. So at that moment, the choice seemed very bad when I walked out. I had no money. My wife was pregnant. I found a job at an emergency room, moonlighting at $4 an hour. Life was totally miserable. But had I not walked out of that job, I wouldn't have written the books I've written. I wouldn't be doing this podcast right now. Bad choice leading at that moment leading to a magnificent outcome. Of course, when I look back, even the struggle of medical school, the struggle of residency, the addictive tendencies that came with the residency and fellowship, smoking, etc., those were bad choices. But had I not made those bad choices, even the addictive choices, I wouldn't be telling you how to overcome addiction at this moment. This is an exercise in breaking down labels, getting more in touch with how flexible reality really is. As I like to say, reality or so-called reality is subject to revision.